This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel weird. I have a question for probably Aaron, but actually for both.
Okay.
It's about dating.
Okay.
You know that I've tried the dating apps.
Yes.
And they didn't work. Mm-hmm. I even tried that, other new one.
The real one.
Yeah, it's called Raw. It didn't work. It's called Raw and it makes it feel.
What?
You were out. You were doing a bachelor party and I talked about it.
Okay.
It's an app. I still have it, but I'm just not. It's like Be Real. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. But is
where
it
just goes, hey, right now, take a picture. And like I would hold it up and take a selfie, but it would also take a picture of you guys because it takes a front and back camera.
Oh.
At the same time. So it's like, what are you doing right now? So I tried that. But it turns out there's just not enough subscribers in Denver. So when you do anything on that, it's like, you matched with Sheila in Indianapolis. I'm like, well, hi, Sheila. Ever make it to Denver? No. Ever make it to Indianapolis? No.
That's how Raya was.
Good
That's
chat.
When I stopped.
Like, oh,
it was,
really?
Yeah. It was fun to like talk to
BJ Novak from The
yeah,
Office.
Yeah.
But then.
You ever make it to Scranton? No. No.
All right. Well, see you around. Say hi to Rain. So I've given up on that or whatever. But then the other day I jumped on the Facebook.
Mm.
And I forgot that they have a dating app.
They do. I have not looked into that at all.
There's a Facebook dating app?
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't work on your computer. It only works on your phone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just within the Facebook app?
It's just,
app?
If you get your Facebook app, as long as we're getting apps out, download the Odyssey app.
Okay,
real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You can listen to this later and remember what apps we're talking about if you want to hook up.
Yeah.
No, it's right at the bottom.
A lot of singles in Indianapolis.
Like a lot of, along the bottom, you've got home, video, dating. Duh, there's a little heart.
Yeah.
Looks like the Southwest Airlines heart. And then, so there was like a notification on there. So I clicked it because somebody had liked me on the dating thing.
Oh.
I went and looked and it was like, ugh, no. But then I started clicking through and there were some cute people.
But you... Did you know you made an account?
Oh, I made an account when it came out, and then I never looked at it ever again. Yeah. Oh. So there were a couple people on there, but it was like, sorry, with all due respect, no. No. Mm-hmm. There was a really cute girl on there.
Why am I so nervous now?
This is exactly good. Why I like I'm going to ask. You said something on the air the other day where, and I don't know if this is true or not, but like, what's Bieber's wife?
Haley.
Yeah. You said she kind of stalked him.
Yes.
And you said it like that's a bad thing.
It was like a 10-year plan. Like,
okay.
Don't get me wrong, because I stalk as well, but not to the Haley Bieber extent of booking hotels or like going to dinner at the hotels that he's staying at.
Okay. So where's the line?
What have you done?
So... On the Facebook dating app, it just says your first name. Like, you can't You don't know who they are, right?
Okay.
But sometimes which it'll is be interesting. Like,
I thought you it would just be your profile. I thought it would just be your Facebook.
That's what I
assume. You can choose your profile picture, so if somebody really wanted to dig, they could probably find you.
Okay.
But you can make a separate.
You just put, it's just like a dating app. You put whatever pictures you want, and maybe your profile picture is your best shot or whatever. But if like, if your first name's Jennifer, I don't know why I always default to that name, but it's just like, if Jennifer is like, what am I going to type? Jennifer, Colorado, blonde hair. It's like, you're not going to find her.
Nothing comes up. Trust me.
But I will say this, what it does do on the Facebook app, it goes like, Jennifer is one of your potentials. And it's like, you have two mutual friends, T-Hack and Aaron. And I'm like, so then I just go to your profile because we're friends.
And if friends, your friends are,
And then I just go search Jennifer in your friends list. I'm like, well, that's her. So that's one way. If you if you have mutual friends, you can stalk them right away.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that. It lets you know, like, because you could ask the mutual friend about them.
But then it gets weird because it's like, hey, man, why haven't you set me up with Jennifer? You know what I mean? That's weird. So here's the stalker thing that's just happened. I feel so weird even bringing this up. So there was a cute girl, a very foreign sounding name.
Okay.
Ukrainian sounding. All if you can imagine, you know what kind of names I'm talking. Sonia or, I don't want to say her name.
Okay.
But like something that's very, and it even says she's from somewhere over there.
Okay.
But it also says something about where she works, like designer at, and then, you know, 17, a couple dollars thrown around here to this background search. I have her name. I have everything. I know who she is. I know where she is.
Okay, good. Great.
So I swiped on her and nothing's happened. So I'm impatient. Aaron, get away from your computer. You're not going to find her because I'm not going to tell you her name. So now I know where she is on LinkedIn. Is it stalker to like try to, and I have her Facebook page. Is it stalker to try to friend her a different way?
Yes.
But what if she's like me and just stopped looking at the Facebook dating thing? Like, and we're MFOE, MFEO, made for each other.
Oh. No, what if she's seeing someone and forgot about the profile?
Well, I'll find that out when I'm sitting out in front of her work.
No!
And getting the same tattoos as her.
I've heard that's bad, but I would like it, I think, if I matched with somebody and then they reached out.
We didn't match. We haven't
that's
matched.
That's the thing.
I just know enough about her.
But I would like if anyone reached out.
That's what I'm saying.
At any point, really.
Wouldn't it be nice if I'm just like, hey... Hi there.
Do you think it would be nice because you would enjoy that? But you have to think about it from her perspective.
I don't think I would enjoy it. I would think it's crazy.
So then why do you want to do it?
Because maybe girls are different. I don't know. But can't I? It works for Haley. They're married. They're happy. They have a baby.
Okay, but also Haley, we don't know that they're happy.
He seems really happy. He's dancing and rapping and... No. Come on. So then no. Don't click on her LinkedIn.
Happened like yesterday?
It's been recent and I've been lying primarily to you because Aaron, you're a stalker and you'll find her. If I say even part of her name, you'll like your fingers are on your keyboard right now. I'm not going to give you any hints.
Come on.
I'm not going to. So then you're saying drop it.
Yes.
I think go for it. Why not? What's the worst that could happen? She'd be like, I'm not interested.
I get arrested.
Well.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.